Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this segment of our spiritual breakfast 7 to 9. Between 8:30 and 9, we have this interview segment. And alhamdulillah, 19th Jumad al-Ula, 1446, we have a host and a guest on our program, but a host during the program of 4 to 6, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. And tonight again another program that will be between 9 and 10, that will be Qalbi Salim with Hazrat Mulana Salim Kareem. Mulana Salim Kareem, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Pleased to have you on our program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your efforts. And may Allah ta'ala bless the ummah with ilm nafi, a true understanding of deen.
Ameen.
Ad-deen yusrun. The deen of Islam is simple, practical. It's just important for us every morning. Number one, two things. Is tashiyah niyat, that what is my purpose in life? All these efforts that I'm making, for whom am I doing this? Is it for the pleasure of Allah, or is it to earn money or name or fame? One. And number two, all these actions and deeds and amals that I'm engaging in, is it based on ikhlas and sincerity? So it's very important, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innamal a'malu binniyat. Allah is going to judge us according to the intentions that we make. And many a time, niyatul mu'min, the intention of a believer, is at times better than his actions. And if we learn these basic principles of life, ke apni aadat ko ibadat banado, what we do generally, practically, or routinely, we can turn that entire atmosphere for those actions and deeds into ibadat and earn reward in sawab, just by making the niyat that I'm doing this for the pleasure of Allah. In the end, Allah ko razi karna hai. You cannot please insan or man. And insan and man will never, ever be pleased. Agar razi karna ho, to Allah ko razi karo. So, inshallah, al-adhiz, Hazrat Maulana, Allah Ta'ala bless us, and now we're coming to the end of the year. And this is two things that we will not make qadr of generally. Mafhum of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is time, that we have time at our disposal. We don't know how to manage time and how to spend time. And as somebody said, time is gold. Every minute that lapses and goes by will never ever come back to you. So time is gold. So how do we, inshallah, protect the youth of the ummah? Because holidays are starting now. And all types of vices, guna, sins, fornication, intermingling, drugs, alcohol, music, dancing. Are we not going to be answerable to Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah is making it very clear. O you who believe, worship Allah, fear Allah, and safeguard yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam. Khud nek bano, try to be pious and good yourself, or dusro ki bare mein bhi fikr karo. Worry about the next person. We can't live in a pond and just worry about ourselves. We have a responsibility to safeguard ourselves and our family from the fire of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala has given us the greatest amanat, and that is our children. So, are we really making proper tarbiyat? Are we maintaining our children? Are we inculcating values in them? Or what are we doing? So some nice pieces of advice, because most of the exams are over. Most of the students are at home. They've got free time. An idle mind is a devil's workshop. So how do we, alhamdulillah, engage the youth? So first and foremost, for our youth, alhamdulillah, know the purpose of your life. This is number one. Why did Allah create me? What is my duty in society? How can I be of benefit to the ummah? So number one is to know the purpose of your life. Allah Ta'ala created me for His ibadat. I need to be a practical Muslim. You know, there's a beautiful saying that the destiny of a nation is shaped in its classroom. So alhamdulillah, we studied, we wrote the exams, we're waiting for results. All the studying that we are doing, all the efforts and mujahada that we are doing, is it to earn money? I think then that's the biggest mistake that we are making, that we are teaching our children or educating them or advising them to study because they are going to earn lots of money. Then we have defeated the purpose of ilm and knowledge. So number one, know the purpose of your life. One. Number two, you have time at your disposal. Plan your day. This is so important that everything that we do when it comes to business, traveling, going out and doing important work, we plan ourselves a day before. So that alhamdulillah, everything works out well in the morning. So very important as a, being a young person and time at your disposal, plan your day. Very important. Take 10 minutes, first and foremost, of your time in the morning and make the zikr of Allah. Start your day making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the cherry on the top is to read your Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. It is so sad that it's mentioned in some important kitabs, the day when the masajids are going to be full to capacity, like how we fill them up on Eidain, then and we fill it up for Fajr Namaz, then that's the time Allah's nusrat, Allah's help will prevail on the ummah. Half the masjid or three quarter of the masjid is empty. Two safs, three safs. Where is the youth? They are fast asleep. So respected brothers. And namaz, you cannot compromise namaz. As-salatu wa imadu deen. And if the parents are going to be complacent, they not getting up for Fajr namaz, so what are you going to expect from those children? If parents are listening to music and watching television, as the famous saying goes in Urdu, jab maa baap tabla aur sarangi bajate hai, when the parents play the harmonium and the banjo and the drums, then don't blame the children when they start dancing. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. We have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life as a model. So the second thing, first, you must know your purpose in life, and that is to worship Allah and please Allah. Number two, we need to plan our day. Okay, what? How am I going to spend this day? And as I said, the cherry on the is to be pabund of your daily salah, and most important, your Fajr salah. And even Nurun ala Nur, if we can be up for Tahajjud salah, and engage in Zikrullah, Istighfar, Tilawat of the Quran, Tawbah. Thirdly, wake up in the early part of the morning. Allahumma Akbar. Allahumma Barik. O Allah, grant prosperity li Bukuri Ummati. In the mornings of my Ummah, what a special time. What a noble time. Peace, tranquility, serenity. You're talking to Allah as Allama Ibn Sukoon Chahate Ho. If you really want peace in your life, respected listeners, talk to Allah. See, sit and make muraqabah when everyone is fast asleep and you have time at your disposal and you have your full attention devoted to Allah and you're making munajat with Allah, you're talking to Allah, you're pleading your case with Allah. Oh Allah, I'm disgraced, badkar hu. Allah, I've transgressed every law of Shariat. Jo kuch bhi ho Allah, oh Allah, whoever I am, in the end, teri mahbub ki ummati hu. Oh Allah, I belong to the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So try and get up. You can't be getting up at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and having brunch. As a young person, as a student of deen, man jadda wajada, is a saying in Arabic. If you are up, you plan your life, you plan your day, and you struggle and you sacrifice, you will definitely attain success. And number four, have a morning routine. It's all about discipline, respected brothers and sisters in Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adibu awladakum, discipline your children. You can't be leaving your children to roam about. You are gone to work, you gave them the car, you gave them money, you've given them cell phones, you have no control of them. And tomorrow there's a disaster. There's no one else to be blamed but ourselves. So have a morning routine. Inshallah, I'm going to get up for Fajr Salah. Inshallah, I will prepare myself for work. I will go and look for a temporary job, or I'll go to my parents' shop, inshallah, and serve and help, and then try to empower myself. And parents should encourage to take their sons, inshallah, to the business premises. Get them involved, inshallah. And finally, make dua and stay spiritually active. Be conscious of Allah all the time. Respected brothers, this is such a beautiful time in your life. You know, there are sayings that Allah Ta'ala gives you three things once in your lifetime. You won't get it again. You won't get a replacement for it again. Number one, Allah will give you youth once in your lifetime. And what are we doing with our youth? Jawani masti mein guzar gayi. Our youth is wasted in guna and sin. Respected brothers, every child needs a fatherly figure who is strong and protective. This is the key factor. If you want to save your children from guna, vices, and being disobedient, disorientated, then every child, we need as parents to be involved in the life of our children right from inception. Don't leave it to the mother only. Don't leave it to the madrasa. Don't leave it to the ustad only. We all have to play our role. So every child needs a fatherly figure who is strong and protective. Allah rewards you when Allah rewards the youth who seek Allah's guidance. You don't do a bad job bringing up your children. Alhamdulillah, every father from the birth of their child tried their level best. We can't take total blame because there's peer pressure out there. Friends are having cell phones, friends are having cars, friends are having parties and brides. And your child innocently feels that, daddy, I need to be going to my friend's house, they're having a bride. And then what happens after that, Allah knows best. Sometimes don't take total blame on yourself. You didn't do a bad job raising your child. You knew what your child's words and behavior is. Yes, peer pressure, bad company, wrong friends, wrong environment, too much of money. Because the child's mind is idle. That's why it's very important. You need to be connecting with those we love. You see, when we get addicted to the phone, we get addicted to guna and masiyat, then that's the root cause of all evil. Instead of addiction, we need connection with our children. We need to connect with Allah. We need to connect with the ulama. We need to connect. Subhanallah, there are great, great akabirs in our country, in our towns and locality. There should be lots of youth programs in the month of December and January. Yes, you need to rest. You need to go for a holiday. Alhamdulillah, be it so. But be conscious. Fear Allah in privacy, fear Allah in public. This is more important. See? So let addiction turn into connection. We're addicted to the phone, we're addicted to all the vices. See, make sincere tawbah and connect with Allah. And family traditions, very important. Alhamdulillah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khiyarukum khiyarukum li ahlihi. The best amongst you is he who is good to his family. And I'm good to my family. So these ahadiths are so important. It's teaching us responsibility. See? And finally, as I said, we need to make dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'asam wal-maghram. Oh Allah, protect me from committing sins. What is the poison of the heart? What destroys this heart? What blackens this heart? What conceals this heart? That no hidayat, no nur, no effect of deen takes place. Four major gunas. Unnecessary talking. Fuzul kalam. You know, in Ramadan, we always give this bayan. What lessons did we take in fasting in the month of Ramadan? Not only in Ramadan, we must implement those principles and rules. Number one is tillate kalam. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'dal maut. Rasulullah said, an intelligent person is he who opposes and fights his nafs, his ego, his lust, his desire. And he does deeds and amals for his akhirah. So, what poisons the heart, what blackens this heart? Unnecessary talking. Yes, we'll find the youth. Where are they? They're playing pool. They're playing all the games, neglecting salah, intermingling with sex. All this haram thing. Fuzul. Fuzul what? And fuzul kalam. One. And the restrained glances. You find the youth, boys and girls, in the malls, wearing inappropriate clothing, un-Islamic. The body is exposed, the hair is exposed. It's a fashion show. And then what are we doing? We're staring at boys, staring at girls. It's a poison. It takes away the sweetness of your iman, respected brothers. This is not only for the youth. This is for everybody. If you want the sweetness of your iman, lower your gaze. So what poisons the heart? As I said, number one, unnecessary trophy. Yes, we're going to all the shows. They are comedy shows. They are this type of shows. Everything that you see there is guna. Shaitan is, alhamdulillah, sitting relaxed. What destruction he's supposed to do. This insan is doing it himself. See? We curse shaitan, ki Allah's lanat be on shaitan, or khud fele bed bad karte ho. And we're doing the wrongs and the haram things, and we're cursing shaitan. This is how we have lost our mind. So, four things poisons the heart, as I said, unnecessary talking. Yes, you can talk, you can communicate. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا Rasulullah said, if you have to speak, speak what is good. أَوْلَ يَسْمُدْ Remain silent. Number two, look after your gaze, whether at home, whether in the marketplace, wherever you are. Number three, don't become obese, too much of food. And that's exactly what happens in the holiday period. This has become now a norm in our society that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we don't prepare meals at home. Now the mothers say we are tired, the kitchen is closed. Give the children pocket money, 100 rand, 200 rand, 500 rand, go and eat out. See, the most destructive thing that we are doing, we don't know the food that we are eating, whether it's 100% halal. The people who are preparing that food, are they in the state of Tahara? Are they taking Allah's name? Are they paak or napaak? And we are sending our children and ordering meals. I'm not saying every establishment is like that. So, the third thing, too much of food leads to obesity. You become lethargic. You become lazy. Your ibadat standards and amount of ibadat drops. And finally, is keeping bad company. As I said, for parents, you are going to work, you need to monitor the movement of your children. You cannot leave the entire house to them alone, wherein they will invite their friends. And again, as I said, it's parking time now. We're going to have brides and celebrations upon celebrations. And who has invited their friends? Gee, half of them are females, غير mahrams, and one thing leads to the other. So parents, you need to be in full control of your children, what they are doing, where are they, and what directives you have given to your children. Finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advice for the youth and for all of us, make dua to Allah. Engage. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. If your children are disobedient, read ya shahidu 100 times and make dua ki Allah ta'ala keep our children on siratul mustaqim. Number 2 is to seek forgiveness from Allah. Engage in istighfar. Allah ta'ala loves those who make tawbah and repent. Allah ta'ala loves the youth who make tawbah. Allah ta'ala loves the youth who engage in ibadat. Allah ta'ala loves the youth who make sincere tawbah. Allah will grant the youth, alhamdulillah, a special place on the day of Qiyamah. They'll be under the shade of Allah's arsh. What a great opportunity. What a great honor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. And purify the heart. Don't hold any malice for anybody. Hatred, jealousy, ghibat. Stop all this, inshallah. Have a pure heart. And finally, look after your chastity. Allahu Akbar. It is so important as a boy or as a girl. Haya and sharam and modesty. What is taqwa? You know, we say, may Allah Ta'ala grant us taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa means whatever Allah has forbidden you, stay far away from it. You should not be found in places where Allah does not want you to be found. See? Stay away. Ittaqu mawazi'u tuhum. Or kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not be in places where you can be falsely accused. See? I'm now next to a rave club. See? Or I parked my car in front of some entertainment center. See? Maybe you went to the shop or you went somewhere. See? As I said, stay away where you can be falsely accused. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for weak. Allah ta'ala protect us. See? And as parents, as I said, love your children. Take care of them. Make dua for them and inshallah guide them. The best gift any parent can give to their child is dua. Get up at the tahajjud time. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me end it with this beautiful word of education. The beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. Allah has given us knowledge. Allah Ta'ala has given us ilm. The best thing that Allah can give to you is ilm. And remember, success does not come to you. You go to it. You have to work hard. You have to struggle. As I said to you in the beginning, the destiny of a nation is shaped in a classroom. And as youth, my advice to you, alhamdulillah, learn lessons of sadaqat, learn honesty. Number 2, amanat, trustworthy. Number 3, is shuja'at. As a young man, you must be brave to stand up for haq and defend Islam. Alhamdulillah. When you have these 3 qualities, honesty, trustworthiness, you are brave and bold, then Allah will take work of leadership from you. So may Allah Ta'ala protect the youth, get involved in Islamic activities, do something Islamic, have some youth classes, go out with ulama, they take you out on different scoutings, inshallah, learn how to swim, learn horse riding, learn sword fighting, learn wrestling, alhamdulillah. Keep this mind occupied. And every act of yours, every minute, will be an act of ibadat. Remember, no one is really busy. It all depends on what number you are on their priority list. Go and visit your family. Go and visit your uncles. Go and go to the hospital. Go and visit the sick. Go and render your services wherever people need help. So, خَيْرٌ نَاسْ مَيَّنْ فَأُنْ نَاسْ. Best amongst you is he who serves humanity. So may Allah Ta'ala grant you tawfiq, inshallah. Respect your parents, love them, care for them, help at home, and inshallahul adiz, stay away from vices, stay away from places where you can be falsely accused. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala take Markaz Sahaba to different heights, and may the ummah benefit from the wonderful program the ulama are rendering. Allah Ta'ala reward the team. Hazrat Maulana Zaid Sahab, Allah Ta'ala reward you and the team there. Alhamdulillah, we need to come to the studio one of the days and visit you guys, inshallah. It's nice speaking to you on radio, but sometimes it's nice to do a live program with you all. Inshallah, we'll make it our duty one day, inshallah, to pop in and do a live program from the studios of Markaz Sahaba. Jazakumullahu khairan fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan to you, Mulana Sab, for this warm advice, especially to the youth. It's really something that needs to be addressed, and we appreciate your time as well, especially in the mornings. Tonight again, Mulana, we'll meet you between 9 and 10. A beautiful program as well. Make dua. We intend, inshallah, to come to Durban one day and meet you there as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, that was Mulana Salim Karim. Inshallah, the podcast will be prepared for all those who are keen on procuring this particular podcast.